Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, of the ringer, one Sheil Kapadia. Sheil, welcome.
What's up, my friends? How we doing?
Sheil, what up, Sheil?
I know we talked to you about the Eagles, but I just got the worst Sixers news. I know you're a Sixers guy, too. Did you see this?
Oh, no. What happened? Actually, I just saw a text on my phone that I did not read yet, and it's a Derek Bodner tweet. So what is the news?
Jared McCain has a torn UCL in his thumb, and they are meeting with specialists to determine the best path forward. So it looks like. So Jared McCain, who, by the way, was the guy I was most excited to watch this year. I've become a convert. I think he'd be a top 15 player. What, Sheil, should I just stop with the Sixers thing? Should we all just stop with the Sixers thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the official start of the season. I think until you get this news, the season had not officially started. And now the Sixer season has officially started. That's how this era has gone.
Yeah, until you're meeting with specialists, the Sixer season hasn't started. Yeah. So Sheil, you know, the ugliest hat first half of all time, the coolest second half, at least in a while, for the Eagles on Sunday. Just biggest difference between the first half and the second half in terms of results, how they got there to you?
Yeah, the first half was more so, it was almost less about approach and more of just like sloppy football everywhere. I mean, they had guys running routes in the same space where they should not have been doing that. They were taking losses up front, one-on-one. The blitz pickup was bad. Jalen Hurts was like anything you could think of what does horrible offensive football look like? They kind of checked that box in the first half. And then the second half was totally different. Now, the one big thing probably schematically is that they said, let's get A.J. Brown isolated on one side of the field, our other three receivers on the other side of the field. That will create some one-on-ones, and let's just throw him the football, even if it's not totally wide open. And guess what? That looked like a pretty good plan to me. So let's continue with that plan here this weekend and going forward.
Well, so let me ask you this. Is the issue with them passing more, is that the coaching staff doesn't want to pass, or is it that Jalen Hurts doesn't pass when it's there? Because we've talked about a lot last year, and now we're talking about again this year. So what is the issue? Is it a schematic issue, or is it a pull the trigger issue?
Yeah, I think this year it's been more a coaching and approach. When you hear Nick Sirianni talk, when you hear Kevin Petullo talk, especially that, I mean, it's all a small sample, but they felt like in that Chiefs game, we cannot turn the football over. That's our best path to victory. And they did win the game. So there is obviously some reason to play that way. This year, I don't think Jalen Hurts turning down throws has been a major issue. I'm not telling you it never happens. I feel like last year there were certainly stretches where you would watch games and go, man, there were plays on the field and you can't put it all on the coaches. He was just playing in a conservative style. But I would say this year so far, it's been more about the approach, running the football a lot. I mean, they have 2nd and 10, 2nd and 17, where you don't see a lot of teams run the football on those downs, and they're still running the football on those downs. I would say it's been more of an approach, a coaching issue.
Yeah, why is that though? Why, like, it's 2nd and 17. Now, listen, I understand 3rd and 17, backed up on your own 10-yard line. You don't want to make a risky play there. You just want to sort of get out of there with a punt and play sort of field position. But 2nd and 17 is a down where you try to get something there to see what you're going to do on 3rd down. To just give up on 2nd down means you're already determined that you're giving up on 3rd down.
You're preaching to the choir, Ike. I mean, that honestly, that was the thing that made me more annoyed than anything else.
Yeah.
2nd and 17 with a $50 million quarterback, with 2 wide receivers healthy, with a good offensive line, and you're not even going to try. Now, they can say, hey, we thought we were going to spring a run or something. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't see a lot of teams who believe in their passing game doing that on 2nd and 17. So yeah, there's little stuff like that. Now listen, it's his 3rd game as a play caller. I don't want to, you know, completely crush him.
I agree.
Let's see what it looks like. But that is very annoying to watch. And I would imagine if you're AJ Brown, if you're Devontae Smith, you're going, you got to be kidding me with this call in this spot.
I'm glad you brought those two up, because that's where I'm going next, Shiel. I'm wondering what the meetings have been like this week. These, you know, conversations amongst the skill guys and KP along with Jalen and Nick Sirianni, because I don't believe the skill guys want to put the genie back in the bottle after what they saw in the second half. They're looking at it like, see, I told you we could do this if, you know, we just get the chance to do it. So do you think they will have some influence on what the coaches do? Now, before you answer that, when they wanted to go to the running game last year, they had influence with the O-line. They did it and they changed. So I'm wondering, from a reverse standpoint, if you get AJ and Devontae and even Jalen pushing to be a little bit more pass oriented, not crazy, but just a little bit more, I wonder if the Eagles coaches would be open to that idea.
Yeah, that's a good point. I had forgotten about that last year. You're right. The whole story was the offensive linemen go in Nick Sirianni's office and they say, we got Saquon, let's run the football. And they kind of changed the way they played and they leaned on the run game more. Listen, AJ Brown, I think, is the best football analyst in the city. I mean, the way he's been describing the offense and the issues, I'm like, this guy's spot on. He is not sugarcoating it. He's trying to tiptoe a little bit so that he doesn't make headlines. But everything he says makes sense to me. You know, when you have players like that, let them do their thing. You don't have to be as conservative. You don't have to always think that, hey, if we pass the ball, we're going to turn the football over 3 times this game. Like, Jalen Hurts has been a good decision maker throughout the course of his career. He's had little stretches here and there, but like a go ball to AJ Brown downfield, that's not likely to end up in a turnover, in an interception. So, it's the biggest thing I'm watching this weekend is that, hey, what we saw in the second half of last week, was that the start of something? Are we going to be talking in week 16 and 17 saying, hey, the second half of the Rams game, man, that felt like a turning point for this offense and they just went on a roll after that? Or are we going to be watching that game going, oh my gosh, I can't believe it looks like this again after what we saw in the second half of last week? So yeah, there's a lot of intrigue. I don't have a great answer for you, but I would think AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, the coaches watching that second half last week, you would have to think just human, naturally, you would say, okay, we can open it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
One more question on the offense before we go over to the defense is, when the Eagles have not run the ball particularly well this year, what are you seeing on tape from the offensive line and their performance? Because when we talk to Jordan Mailata every week, he doesn't seem happy with their performance. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I actually don't think it's, you know, my Lada. I think it's more the, I know he was just saying that, but yeah. It feels like the interior isn't as stout as it was last year. And I know, you know, Landon Dickerson came back from an injury. Cam Jurgens had an offseason injury. Tyler Steen's starting for the first time. And you just don't see them kind of dominating the way they did last year or in previous years. And the other thing you don't see is the Eagles running the types of runs and kind of a bunch of different runs like they've run in previous years. And so I wonder if that's more of a Tyler Steen thing where they say, hey, this is his first time starting. There are some things he maybe can't do as well as players we had here previously. But yeah, I don't see it as a Saquon Barkley thing. I see it more as the offensive line and also tight ends factor into that. You know, they're putting Grant Calcaterra in some positions where he's just not a great run blocker and he's getting blown up. So there just hasn't been a lot of room there. Now, I think if you pass the ball effectively and make plays downfield, I think that's going to make life easier for the run game. So it certainly is all connected.
So, you know, the Cowboys moved the ball pretty well on the Eagles. The Chiefs did not, but then the Rams did pretty well, especially the running game.
Yeah.
So I know you've moved past. I don't ever hear you mention DVOA anymore, but I'm a DVOA guy. The Eagles are 21st in DVOA. I have not, just to the eye test, the other teams have moved the ball pretty well. I know we all think Vic Fangio is great and we trust him, but do you think that, like, his ability with their personnel this year is going to limit how good this defense can actually be?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. Now, I do think he has a history of kind of the first month of the season versus the rest of the season. It can look different. It takes him a little time. That happened in Miami when he was there. That happened last year where he kind of figures out his personnel because he's someone he likes people to have roles. He doesn't like, hey, let's have this guy do 12 different things. It's sort of like, let's put him in position to do what he does well and he'll know his job. And I think he needs some time to figure that out. But with the injuries they have now and some of the personnel shortcomings, I don't think you're wrong. I think it may limit the ceiling a little bit. I'm not sure it's going to. You know, I want to see more, but certainly through the first.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
3 weeks, you say, all right, they're not quite at that level that they were last year. It's easier to run the football against them. Last week, there were more missed tackles. We know the second cornerback spot is an issue. And maybe the biggest thing right now is the pass rush. You know, they have 3 sacks through 3 games. And if you look at Vic Fangio, he's blitzing way more now this year than he did last year. And so if you just go by that, you say that looks like a defensive coordinator who doesn't necessarily trust his pass rush. And now with Nolan Smith out, I think that's going to continue to be a storyline. So yeah, the pass rush is probably my biggest concern, because I think if you can get that going, it makes life easier on everyone else, but it hasn't been a very good pass rush through 3 weeks.
Man, why didn't we trade for Micah?
Or Trey Henderson's still there, man. The Trey Henderson thing's still there. Their season's over, you know? I keep saying that. So, you know, the Bucks own us. Should we be worried about this team going into Tampa on Sunday? It seems like there's a little bit of smoke and mirrors going on with the Bucks, but, you know, they've had a win on a final drive all three games. Is this, you know, what are you thinking on Sunday?
Yeah, I think Sirianni is 1-4 against the Bucks, and he's won like 75% of his games against the rest of the NFL. It really is wild when you look at the numbers. Yeah, there is some smoke and mirrors. You know, they've won each game with a game-winning drive at the end with Baker Mayfield. Having said that, you can't totally ignore the history here. Now, last year, Eagles didn't have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Lane Johnson, but I do think Todd Bowles versus Jalen Hurts, I mean, that has been edge Todd Bowles pretty much every single time here. And so I think he knows how to kind of mess with your pass protection, create free rushers, put the quarterback under duress so that he doesn't know what he's looking at. And that's something the Eagles have yet to figure out here. So I think they're good there. They're very good against the run. You know, we were just talking about how the Eagles run game hasn't been great. The Bucks run defense has been awesome. Best in the NFL so far this year with their defensive tackle, Vita Vea, there in the middle. So yeah, I think they're a formidable opponent. Now they've got some injuries too. No Mike Evans. They've got two injuries at least on the offensive line. And so it evens out a little bit there with the injuries, but I do think they're a formidable opponent that's going to be in the playoffs, you know, by the end of the season.
So, Jack, what's Shields' record predicting games so far this year for us?
He is 1-2.
Ooh.
He got screwed by the Jordan Davis.
All the points count.
Ike never doubted. Yeah.
I'd have been 0-4 again if I had not have gotten that. So, yeah, I needed that.
So, Shield, Eagles 3.5-point road favorites. What's your pick?
Yeah, you know, I said Bowles has given Jalen Hurts a really tough time. And to your point, Spike, the Eagles defense has been up and down through three games, and the Bucks offense is pretty good. I honestly can't remember the last time I've picked against the Eagles because the team never loses. When Jalen Hurts is healthy, I was looking ahead at the schedule saying, all right, do I have a loss in the next few weeks? I don't think they're going to go, you know, 12-0 or something. And I think this may be the most likely spot for that loss. So I can't believe I'm doing it. The team never loses, but I actually think the Bucks win this game 24-21.
Wow.
Jack didn't even have the sound effect ready because it's been so long since I picked again.
I was getting ready to hit the sheep sounder if you picked them to win.
No, he did. He did. All right, Shield. Well, hopefully you're wrong again. Mm-hmm. You know,
Yeah.
Thanks, Shield Kapadia of The Ringer. I appreciate you as always, Shield.
All right, brother.
All right, see you guys next week. Take care.
There he is, Shield Kapadia. I wonder if Shield knows how to improve in the bedroom.
Guys like to be stroked.
What do you think, Ike?
He's a married man, I believe.
Yes, he should. And you should at home. Look, if you've been thinking about Blue Chew, if I told you you could have a month for free, just give it a shot.
Let me get it.
Right?
Especially when I'm paying for it.
Yes, it's free. Jack's paying for it. The first month, go to bluechew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. You're going to get chewables in the mail in a discreet
hard
package.
Nice.
From Blue Chew.
Classy.
And not only do you pay, or in this case, not pay, at BlueChew.com, but you don't have to go to the doctors. There's no doctor's appointments to fix your issues there. No. You do it all online at BlueChew.com. You also don't have to go to the pharmacy, wait in line next to some old lady. She looks at you. She asks you what you're waiting in line for.
And don't wink.
Yeah. You don't have to do that because it gets shipped direct to you. They make it and they ship it in the USA. And as I said, it makes your bedroom the happier place.
Everyone's happier.
Everyone's happier. Go to bluechew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Can you believe the McCain thing?
Unbelievable.
I had talked myself, you know, we were going to talk, the Sixers Media Day is tomorrow, and then they leave for Abu Dhabi for their first two preseason games.
Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, really?
Yes. You really didn't know that?
I forgot that they're...
Yes. So I was going to mention today, you know, as we go over the show and when we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about, I was going to mention that if they are, the Sixers keep putting out these little videos and pictures of Joel Embiid playing basketball, and he looks good. And if they're going to do that at media day, you have to tell us if he's going to play or not. You have to give us a true, we haven't gotten a true update all offseason. There have been opportunities for Joel Embiid to do it. There's a 25,000 word article in ESPN.com that was an interview with Joel Embiid. Nothing. You know, Daryl Morey keeps saying they're hopeful. Nick Nurse keeps saying they're hopeful. If you're putting these videos out, getting everybody excited, I'm sorry, tomorrow, we're just going to need some honesty from everybody about what's actually going to happen. No ramp up, no I hope, none of this. But the McCain thing, it's what am I doing a podcast on the Sixers for? It's like I'm getting punished. Okay, the process was wrong. They shouldn't have done it. I'm sorry. I was wrong. They should have hired a basketball guy, not some computer nerd like Hinkie. Analytics are dumb. They shouldn't have tanked. It was wrong. I'm sorry. Please fix Jared McCain now.
I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This may be a good thing that you just released it.
Yes.
Released it.
It's done. I'm sorry.
I don't want to jump the gun,
yeah,
but I finally admitted something this summer, and he's starting in London next week and Sunday against Pittsburgh.
Awesome.
So
maybe this is the way.
Maybe that's, you know what I mean. Maybe this is the way we kind of get it lifted.
Yes,
and hopefully Jared McCain is back by. I'm gonna just say New Year, Spike. Can we go just January? Would he be back by January?
Well,
back?
It's the same injury Utley had in 07. He missed 2 months.
Okay, so he should be back. He'll be back.
Now, shooting versus hitting, I don't know.
Well, hitting probably would have been harder injury.
I mean, depending.
Although shooting, that's.
Yeah, but I mean, it's his fingers rather than his thumb, but you still need to be able to. Look.
Sure, the thumb is your guy, man. Yeah.
He's the guy.
And you want to be out there getting it. Yes. Getting it hit while you're out there.
Well, and I know we all talk about Embiid and Paul George. The guy I wanted to watch this year was Jared McCain.
Yeah.
He was the guy. He had Edgecombe excited, Maxey excited.
I was
going to
say, yeah, we got Edgecombe.
I know, but McCain, he can just be the guy. He can be the guy.
He's not going to be the 15th best player in the league.
I think
That's a little much.
Look, Jalen Brunson, nobody said that about Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson's now one of the 15 best players in the league. Small guard.
You're right. You're right about that.
You know?
You're right about that. No argument there.
More than anything, I feel bad for Jared McCain, of course.
Yeah, but I want a shooting.
I feel bad for me. Well, you know what this means.
Like we want a shooting.
You know what this means? Eric Gordon's going to play now. Eric Gordon's going to play.
He's still on the team.
Yeah, he's still here?
Yes.
Why? He doesn't even want to be here.
They had to sign him.
I thought we...
No, because he had a player option and...
Well, wasn't he the...
Well...
Yeah. Oh, the leak?
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Right.
Well,
okay.
We can't have that on the damn team.
Well, he's still here.
He's still here. Seriously, I thought he was gone. I didn't know he was still here.
He's still here. By the way, Kyle Lowry, they just announced Amazon is going to be an analyst. Why is he on the team? What are we doing? If Kyle Lowry wants to be an analyst,
let him go be an analyst.
Be an analyst or be a coach. What do you take a roster spot for?
Well, Udonis hasn't took one for 25 years.
That's okay. They won championships, whatever, in Miami.
Right.
Kyle Lowry's not even.
Yeah, Udonis was. He's just over there.
Well, but Udonis has him. Was the Heat for
Right. Yes.
Kyle Lowry just got here last year. He's a Raptor. He's a Rocket. He's not a Sixer.
He's a Raptor.
Well, he's
a Raptor.
No, you're right.
Getting paid $2.5 million by the Sixers to go be an analyst for Amazon Prime. What are they doing over there?
Not a bad gig.
That's not a bad gig if you're Kyle Lowry.
All right, so you released Carson. He's back.
Yep.
You released the process thing. I'll say the Phils never win the World Series ever.
That's not releasing it.
Who cares?
By the way, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville. I'm Matt Laurel, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Sixers a cursed franchise? 94.6% say yes.
Yes.
And
wow.
They're all right. Mike Mayock joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike.
I'm there.
And Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.